Today, I'm chatting with Manya Nakad, and she is a tech student right now. She is about to graduate with a degree in fine arts.
Yes, fibers.
And she specializes in fibers. She's a weaver. Hi, Manya. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about yourself. You're originally from Iran.
No, my dad is, but I was born here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so how'd your dad come over here?
He came here when he was 17. I guess that was like 1977, and went to Tennessee Tech, actually, and was an engineering student. And my mom grew up in Sparta.
And yeah. They met and made history.
Yeah, they made me.
Which is you, your history. And your work is like really intricate and fantastic. And I can tell you're so passionate about what you do. What made you choose weaving?
Thank you. So actually, whenever I was really young, I learned, someone said like, oh, you can make clothing for a living, or you can make things for a living. And I was like, what? I was probably like 8, and I was just like so amazed by that. And so I just started like drawing clothes, and I actually ended up getting so fixated on that that I went to school for fashion design at first. But it wasn't really what I wanted to do. And I ended up like taking a break from art for 2 years. And then I found out that you can be more, you know, like you can actually completely make the textile. I think it was too constructed for me, and I was just like cutting patterns, and I personally like found it not creative enough for me on that level. I think I was just wanting to do something more destructive or something, and I actually like found out, you know, you can produce like this. No, I'm saying this the wrong way. When I found out, you know, you can weave and make, you know, textiles, yeah, and things like that, I was like, okay, so that sounds like it could be a practical job. And I was thinking more on that. And now I'm more like, I'm just going to make whatever I want. But at first, whenever I started weaving, I really didn't like it. And I wanted to do something more destructive, like my friends were doing. They were like woodworking and glass blowing and all those things. And I was like, oh, that seems so much more like intense. And I didn't like weaving at first. I thought it was like, you know, oh, I'm, you know, I want to do something I'm not expected to do, because in history it was like meant for keeping women at home, and like it's a thing you can just sit down and do. But then I started to like create this like destructive way of doing it, and I would like weave, and then I would just like pull the warp and weft out and manipulate it in this way that it looked like it was falling apart, and then I would start like putting it inside glass and dyeing it and like putting thiox on it, which is like, you know, taking the colors out. And then I don't know, I just I just like wanted to like create my own way of using this ancient art to like create something that seemed post-apocalyptic at the time. And then that just evolved, like my work has just evolved from that into now it's like related to technology. And I don't even know if I answered your question.
You so answered my question. You gave me like more than enough. I went inside of your soul for a second there, and was able to exist, and it was really magical. So what made you like continue on the weaving path if at first you weren't enjoying it?
I started to want to like own this medium that at first I was like, I don't know if I seem.
Was it just intuition?
That is a part of my work, is like I just kept like experimenting, and because I just knew like it was what I wanted to do, and I wanted it to look this way that I can't just like go find on the internet and figure out like, okay, I want to make my work look like this. So I just kept experimenting in these weird ways, and I just started even like sandblasting textile and, you know, pulling out strings of silicone from like a tube and then crocheting it. I was just like obsessed with experimenting and trying to invent this new way to like show this medium that's supposed to look soft. And like, you know, I also appreciate textiles that do look soft and pretty and whatever but I just like really wanted to create this new way to show something that in history has, you know, like gone through a lot of different changes and make it sort of my own thing. And that's probably why I left fashion design and might go back to it eventually. But
More of our conversation with Manya Nikad on the scene. I am here today with Manya Nikad, and she is a Tennessee Tech fiber student at Tennessee Tech. Sorry, we're going to start that over. All right. Today I'm chatting with Manya Nikad, and she is a fiber student at Tennessee Tech, and Manya is specializing in weaving. So Manya, when I looked on your Instagram page, it looked like your machinery is quite complex. You even found a special way to like sit at the station and weave kind of short girl problems, was it?
Yeah.
You put it. But you you look so natural. It looks to me like a pianist playing on a concert
piano. I think you're referring to this old, I had someone gifted me this old loom that's probably over 100 years old, and I was trying to like sit inside it because it was so huge.
It's really cute.
Danced my way in there.
Yeah. I love that. So tell me about what you use to create your pieces.
I use a loom. It's a floor loom, and I use that to create all my weavings, obviously. But I also use materials like cotton and silk, but then I also use the exact opposite. I put in, like, I've been weaving with fishing line lately.
Ooh.
Which is actually really, it was really difficult at first. Because you have to deal with the tension a lot. You have to, like, make every string the same amount of tension so that, you know, it doesn't have a weird structure. And so I was, like, retying because it was falling apart. And then I called someone and he was like, oh, just put hot glue on it. Anyways, but I use weird materials like that. But yeah, I mainly use a loom. I'm also like trying to get more into woodworking since I've been at the craft center. We get the opportunity to like get out of our medium, and that has been helpful because at first I was like trying to use all these weird objects, which I still like doing that, but I was like putting in found objects like motherboards and things like that. And
you have to try all kinds of things. I love it.
Yeah.
That's how artists, like, that's how they discover something like new and inventive that's never been done.
You have to be afraid. You have to be not afraid of like
failure,
ruining. Yeah. You have to be like fearless, which I can say that because I'm in a studio where I'm not going to chop my arm off.
Yeah.
And in weaving, like, I can be very experimental and like, yeah.
Can you run me through, because weaving is unfamiliar to me. Can you run me through like how you would create a piece step by step?
Yeah. So my process is very intuitive, and I really don't. So I have like a general idea at first, but I don't really like sketch out the whole design because I'm really like I'm starting with this warp, which is like all the strings that you're putting through, which is like the main structure where then you're weaving back and forth with the shuttle, and then it's creating the textile like from one point until like the very end. So as I'm weaving, I'm also, you know, like creating these designs that start from a line and then end up this whole design that kind of just leads me through. It's like the string just leads me through and I create the image as I go. But whenever I start a project, I know that it's not going to be how I am thinking it is at the beginning. I'm like, I know that I'm going to figure something else out. And then by the end of the project, it's completely different. But like, as I'm making this thing, like, I'm also thinking of the story of it, like what it means. And with these pieces that I'm working right now for my thesis exhibition, I was having to think a lot of like, how is this digital projection going to hit these designs and make them different. So I was taking images of my weaving and putting them through Photoshop and like manipulating them. And my work has really evolved. So I'm
like really expectations of the way that it should turn out. You're just kind of going with the flow to me, yeah. It sounds like.
I usually feel like, okay, yeah, this is what I wanted, or at least as of recent.
More of our conversation with Manya Nikad coming up on the scene. Today I'm chatting with Manya Nikad, who is a fiber arts student at Tennessee Tech, and she is a weaver. And Manya creates intricate pieces, and I would imagine that there's a level of inspiration that probably hits you, and then you feel like a maniac, and you start weaving away.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, I just gathered that from
I agree.
Your energetics. I can see it. I'm envisioning it right now. As I feel like it's happening. So where would you say, or how do you get inspired? What inspires you?
For a while before I knew what exactly it was that I wanted to see coming out of my work, I would get inspiration from exploring like destructed areas. Something about like old spaces, and I think it reflects in my work because I like to like use this ancient technique to like bring in and relate to like a digital society. And I also like watching things like, I really like Black Mirror. Okay. Like, or like shows and movies that are like, they're using technology in this way that is like affecting like the future and things like, I don't know, just like researching bizarre concepts and like leaving the area. I feel like I always feel ready to keep working when I step away.
Hmm. No, that's interesting.
Opening myself up to different things that are unfamiliar.
Kind of like your work.
Yeah.
Because you're, seems like you're not following a certain protocol. Like you're always expanding outside what you've been taught.
Yeah.
Did you grow up pretty fearless? Did your parents encourage you to be fearless? Or are you expressing your newfound fearlessness through
maybe
your work?
That related to like what I do, but I recently like have this really big interest in like the women of the early Bauhaus. And they were, you know, told, you know, they can come to this craft school and study, you know, woodworking, glass and all those things. And they put all the women in weaving because they were like, actually, we need to have a better, you know, reputation. So we're going to put you in weaving. And then these women actually like turned weaving into a contemporary art and like have been inspiring weavers today. And like a lot of people don't realize that, but contemporary weaving was like drawn from that time, and those women like turning, you know, weaving, something that they really didn't have any interest in, and then turning that into like the most, you know, successful part of that school at the time. And like I think of that and I'm like, you know, weaving is like sort of like a cool medium now, but like how can I make it even
cooler,
different, or cooler? Yeah. No, how can I change it? I'm not like equating myself to like those women, but it like inspires me to like take something that has, you know, this look to it that, you know, is very common and
conventional.
Yeah, that's the word. And like making it something that is, you know, can be seen as like this futuristic thing that like technology is involved in, and like you're like, how is this moving? How are there lights coming from it?
Yeah. 100%.
Probably doesn't make sense.
No, I think it's funny how you think things don't make sense. Like I'm
it's because you can't see like the I'm trying to like describe my work when it's all visual. Well, and no, like, and I'm saying it in words and I'm like, does it make sense? Because I know what it looks like.
I don't like, I was telling you before, like it's hard for me to interpret sometimes my emotions. Like I feel so much and then it's hard. Yeah. So I'm actually feeling your words. I'm not so much even listening. I can just feel what you're saying. And I'm absolutely following along with what you're saying. It makes perfect sense to me. And I think it's really beautiful. And I think that whatever you do, I think that you're going to have a very prosperous life ahead of you, you know, not just financially, but just everything about you. You're just really a beautiful person. I appreciate you for coming out today. So for people who want to find your work, where would they find you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. It's MONERNISM, which is like modernism. I just made that up and it became my handle forever. And then my website is monyanakad.com, which you probably don't know how to spell that if you're listening to this.
Just spell your last
name. M-O-N-Y-A-N-I-K-A-H-D.com.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Monya. We appreciate you.